Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit us today.
The evolution of soul path is what this series is all about. How do we evolve consciously, practically, grounded way as each ascendant, as it relates to Vedic astrology and what the code of Vedic astrology is really talking about. Okay, folks, now we speak about the three air signs. Air, as you can guess, the quality of air itself is very etheric. It's not tangible, yet it's there all the time. Most of the time it is moving, either as a breeze or as a wind, or it is still. Even in the still air, there is slight movement. So these are the qualities of air. Just think about air as an element. What are the qualities of it? So right off the bat, all the three air signs, the number 3, Gemini, the number 7, Libra, and the number 11, Aquarius, all have the qualities of Rajas or Sattva. Meaning, the air signs literally in their energy field have no grounding. They are here to constantly move energies, and their highest evolution point, as determined by the ascendants, can vary, but they are always changing it. They are always refining the quality of the mind. Air signs are about the mind, literally about the higher mind. Okay? So how does this play out? This is the karma. Karma means desire. Now Google Translate keep changing this to karma. Karma is not karma. Karma means desire. The root of desire, you are calibrating and recalibrating and refurbishing and re-evaluating, changing your sense of desire through life as air signs. Air signs are here to refine the quality of desire itself. Now let's see how this plays out in Gemini first. So Rajas, again, it's always moving, and it's Kama. The first of the air signs, Gemini, is all about discovery of skills. They are asking the question, the what of skills. What is my skill? What is my true desire? What are my communication abilities? Because it falls in the third house traditionally. So this becomes an innate tendency of a Gemini ascendant to ask mental questions. They are all mental, but they are all about communications. That's why they talk a lot. They are great communicators. So they need to discover their skills. Which area of communication, what kind of communication, visual, audio, video, these days you have so many kinds of communication. What kind of communication is good for me? Do I make a good writer? That kind of a thing. But for this Gemini ascendant soul to graduate, they need to find again the number 5. As you can see, the 5th house here on the screen is Libra ascendant. Sorry, Libra falls in the 5th house here. That means they need to seek connection and companion. What is Libra energy in terms of desire about? This is all about desires. All three air signs are about desires, karma. Libra needs to find the connection, the who. Who is my companion? What am I doing this for? Not as a task, but who am I doing this for? It needs to find the individual. That connection point of what their skill is will be discovered in the education of the Gemini ascendant by finding the connection point of their skill, meaning if they are good writers. Just giving you an example here. If the soul is born to write fantastic books, fantastic novels, literature, poetry, any kind of writing skill, let's say, okay, depending upon their chart. Now you come to the 5th house and it needs to find, for who am I writing this for? Who is my target audience? Who is the one am I writing all this for? Who is the one reading it? That's the discovery that they need to make, and they need to get educated about the who. If they get educated about the who, if they find that connection and companion in their skill set, whatever their skill set is, then and only then they will move towards the ninth house. As you can see, in the ninth house we have Aquarius. Then they will know the answer to the question, for what am I doing this? Fulfillment in earth, fulfillment in practical realms, fulfillment as gains of money, fulfillment as connections with people. They will make the connect with people that they desire, karma, in a very sattvic manner, in the purest ideal manner with the world, if they focus on their skill set which they develop in the fifth house. That will give them higher learning, higher philosophy of life, their philosophy of life. It's a personal philosophy of life we are talking about here. We are not talking about philosophy of life as in some great philosopher writing a textbook and you're reading it, or not some great guru who's written something and you're reading about it. This is about your personal life, what you are here to do as an individual, folks. Once you discover that higher philosophy and wisdom as a Gemini ascendant, you will move that energy back to redefining the discovery of your skills, to redefining your desires, redefining your communication. Like we spoke of in the earlier ones, for the earlier types of signs, fire and earth, this blue triangle is a constantly self-feeding mechanism, provided you consciously close this loop. It's a continuously feedback energy mechanism which you should focus on. It doesn't stop. From the time you take your first breath till your last, this triangle of energy feeding will take place one way or the other. Okay, that's the Gemini one. Now let's talk about the next air sign we have, is Libra, the number 7. Now Libra ascendant soul straight away first asks, who am I doing this for? Who is my special person? Who is my soulmate? Who is my twin flame? All these kind of questions. What is my connect to the world? Who is my companion in doing all this? They are seeking that deep connection first. They are born with that as the desiring point, the karma. Okay? But how do they ground this higher learning, this higher mind, the higher mind of desire itself? How does Libra ascendant do it? Well, again, back to the fifth house. As you can see, in the fifth house, they have Aquarius. They need to know, for what am I doing this? What is my gains in the world? What kind of people am I connecting to in the world? How will this make me money? So it's a funny kind of situation which Librans are faced with. On the one hand, they are looking for companion, but here, the Sattva and Kama Aquarius in the fifth house ask the questions which are very sort of practical in nature. I need to have connections with people. I need to make money out of this thing. Well, how do I make money out of these things? That's why Librans, it's very important for them to gain education. Gain education in refining their skills about what they want to achieve with respect to connection and companion. They need to reflect on these two words and bring it down to their gut. Number fifth house is also your gut feeling. Where do you feel like connecting to people? This Libra ascendant is always looking for connection to people. So if you have a Libra ascendant child, parents, kindly look into where your child connects to. Now Libra has got a very, very broad view of things. It has got a very wide view of things. So it might be looking at the collective more than an individual. And this will graduate again through life. This is a self-feeding triangle of energy. So in the fifth house, they need to study something that will make them help connect to people. Large groups of people, a lot of collective of people. They are about connections. They are about collective, so they will look for that, okay? And if they make the proper kind of education, then they move on to this ninth house that you see on the screen here, which is Rajas and Kama. They come to the Gemini house, which now stands in the ninth house. Then they will discover the what is their real skill, what is their real desire, what are the communication abilities that they have that they can now, as a wise person, bring it to the world. Because ninth house is all about giving away your wisdom, your learned personal wisdom. Again, we are not talking about books here. Your personal learned wisdom through your life, how you will bring it. That's what the Libra will discover. The discovery of skills is their highest point of graduation in the higher mind, as you can see here. And once they discover their skills, then it will fulfill their need for connection, fulfill their need for connecting to the world. Connection is what Libra is looking for. It's the bridge sign. It's the bridge sign between first to sixth houses and the remaining seventh to 12th houses. This is where the individual makes the connect from self to the external world. So it's a bridge sign. Okay. That's the Libran energy. Now let's move to the next one, the last of the air signs, the beautiful Aquarius. Now the Aquarius is very sattvic kama, meaning they are looking for the purest form of desire. The purest form of desire in this earth plane is fulfilled in terms of gains. All kinds of gains, the gains of money, the gains of houses, the gains of real estate, the gains of having physical abundance, the gains of making connections, emotional, mental connections, friendships, partnerships, and so on with the world. Aquarius is all about the larger community. It's the traditional 11th house. Now it comes in the ascendant of the soul. So the Aquarian child is born with 101 friends. They are always about friendships. They are always about first connecting to people, making that connection that you see over here, as you can see on the screen. So they are, how do they graduate? Well, they need to find education. Now in what? How do they need to ground it in their gut? Well, they need to know what their skills are. They need to know how to communicate. Communication is extremely vital for the Aquarius ascendant. The reason being, they are looking for connections. How will you make a connect with a community? You need to know what your communication skill is, folks. Your child needs to know how to communicate and where to communicate. Like I said, there can be many kinds of communication. These days you have so many kinds of media. You have audio, video, you have this kind of podcast, you have YouTube, you have so many different kinds of things, ways to communicate. Film, media, animation, you name it. It has become very refined in the civilization now. So they need to know their niche in figuring out what education field suits them. They need to know the what. The what here in case of desiring is discovery of their skills in communication, because they are trying to make connection. Okay? They need to know what their desire is, because they are trying to get the gains. The gains is in this case monetary, but it can be more than that. And how will you know that? That's when, after education and after everything, they go to work into the external world. And here they are finding in the ninth house the who. Who am I doing it for? Fulfilling the need for connection and companion. The Libra energy appears in their ninth house. That's why Aquarian ascendants are best getting hitched up with a Libra, because they'll make a very strong connect. Aquarius is looking at the large picture. Libra is trying to make a connect with the large picture. Okay? That's the graduation point of the higher form of desire for the Libran ascendant. For the Aquarian ascendant, sorry. So the Aquarian ascendant makes Libra as the highest graduation point. And once they recognize that connection that they have with the larger community, that feeds them as, yes, now I have achieved something. Yes, this is my place of bliss. Yes, this is what I have achieved in life. It feeds them back. It feeds them back as connections to the world. Okay? Now, karma, as an end note here, you must understand karma and the desire factor can go as etheric as the air sign itself. All air signs are etheric. They are only sattva, that's the highest form, then rajas and rajas. There is no tamas here, as you observed. There is no tamas in the air signs. Air signs aren't here as souls to to ground anything. They are here to fulfill a need in the collective and in themselves for a higher mind. They are here for evolving the higher mind. But they need to ground it in the form of gains and connections, communicating with people and fulfilling the need. Once this triangle is done, their higher mind is set. Then they can move on to these other aspects of their life, which we'll speak of later. Next one on our list will be the beautiful moksha science, the water science. So keep watching, stay tuned, and I'll talk to you later.